So let's go through some of your other cases, sort of variations of this theme. I was curious whether you had many patients, because I'd heard that you see on occasion older, frail patients that really aren't chemo candidates, but you want to try to palliate them with radiation therapy. I asked if you had any patients. You said not many, but you came up with this 86-year-old man. What about him?
So this was a fellow who was clearly too frail for concurrent chemo radiation. And it's always a bit of a dilemma how to address these folks. He was a former heavy smoker, and I mean a really heavy smoker, 3 packs per day for over 60 years. You do the math, it's 180 pack years. Many comorbidities, as you'd expect with somebody who smoked that much. Coronary artery disease, he had a defibrillator. He had low-grade renal insufficiency with a creat of about 2, 2.5. Pretty severe COPD. Presented with cough and shortness of breath and a transient episode of hemoptysis. And initially, his primary doctors just thought it was a COPD exacerbation. But he ended up on x-ray having a fairly large left upper lobe mass. And you can imagine this type of patient. They arrive in clinic. They're in a wheelchair. They're on oxygen. He was just on 2 liters. They're unable to get up on the exam table. You have to do sort of a wheelchair exam. That sort of patient is not a candidate for combined modality therapy. Diffuse wheezing and ronchi. Generously, he was a PS2. He was probably closer to a PS3. So big mass, 7 centimeters invading the left main stem bronchus. He was able to tolerate a bronchiebus, although even that was questionable, and that showed squamous cell. And of course, the procedure itself was complicated. He ended up having transient respiratory insufficiency. He had to go to the ICU. He required a non-rebreather for about 48 hours and then high-flow O2, and he was ultimately discharged on a higher rate of oxygen flow on 4 liters. So even the diagnostic workup in this population can be hazardous. So the question was what to do. He was having symptoms. He was clearly more short of breath from this mass. It was invading the main stem bronchus, so it was causing hemoptysis. So he got essentially a palliative course of radiation, 30 gray and 10 fracs, about a 2-week course. And a month later, he improved. He was back down to 2 liters. His shortness of breath was better. The hemoptysis had died down. Basically, we returned him to his pre-diagnostic baseline, which was still all his comorbidities. And the mass had shrunk, hadn't disappeared, but it was down to about 3 to 4 centimeters. And we looked back, and lo and behold, his PD-L1 was positive at 80%.
80%?
Yeah.
What's his current situation?
So the question was whether to watch and wait or start Pembro. Even though he did not have metastatic disease, I had no delusions that we had given him curative therapy. We have not. We've given him really a palliative course of therapy. He's improved, and we are currently still debating with the patient. He's a relatively recent patient. We've outlined the potential toxicity. Still a bit leery about giving Pembro to somebody with so much baseline respiratory insufficiency. Did not have interstitial lung disease, but he has fairly severe COPD. So any sort of respiratory compromise could just put him off the brink. He could end up in the ICU and on a ventilator. But he is right now leaning toward it. We've not yet started it.